State Senator Sarah Feigenholz joins us now. She's involved in an Earth Day thing that's going on later today. I want to get to that. But thank you. Thanks for the time this afternoon. Thanks for being on WGN.
Oh, Anna, it's always great to be on your show.
Yeah, I enjoy having you. Today, I don't think it's a great day, though. I mean, it's Earth Day, so that's the good part. We'll get to the good part second. First, though, the comments made by Ed Burke are making a lot of news. Anti-Semitic comments that came through on that wiretap when the feds dropped that 200-page document that was in there. And I don't know that he's responded, but you've asked for an apology, right?
I have. You know, I think, you know, Anna, we're in a time where, you know, we have to be, you know, we have to be true to ourselves. And I know that for decades, I've heard anti-Semitic remarks from people, and I've just sort of tried to figure out how to deal with it. But I'm not in that space anymore. And I know that his comments came at a time when he thought nobody was listening. But he revealed something about himself that we may not have known, that they were blatant anti-Semitic remarks, and we can't ignore them. And I think it would be great if he said he was sorry to the Jewish community. You know, we're elected officials. Every day we're getting beat up about corruption, and it's up to us to set an example and turn a page. And we can't afford to continue to throw gasoline on hatred in an environment that's already seeing unprecedented levels of anti-Semitism, racism, etc. So it's really important that he make a public statement about it. And let's just say I'm hopeful and I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not sure that's coming. You certainly, the reporters after city council, because this dropped in the middle of city council yesterday. I heard from Renato Mariotti earlier, former federal prosecutor who knows the folks, the feds who work there. And he said that the timing wasn't intentional. It was just getting this document out there that took, you know, hours and hours and weeks of preparation, months and months. And so that's how it happened. I know when they put the microphone in front of his face to say, hey, what do you think about this, Alderman Burke? He didn't offer an apology. He didn't take that opportunity to sort of say, hey, let me just respond to that part. I think he could have done that. I think the rest of it sort of, yeah, maybe belongs in a courtroom. You can understand why he doesn't want to sort of try it out there with the reporters. But I think that particular comment was an opportunity there for him to do that. Let's hope he takes one moving forward. I mean, it sounds to me from, I don't know, am I reading you right when you say, You're not really expecting it. You just would like to see it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I would like to believe that everybody wants to improve who they are, and mm-hmm. but sitting back and letting people speak hatred and make comments like that is totally inappropriate for an elected official. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see.
I'm sorry, I missed you there.
Go ahead. I would like to think that that an elected official would want to repair some of the comments that they made, that, you know, those kinds of comments. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we
will. And I guess some have even asked for him to resign over it. I know some others are just saying that maybe he should resign over the indictment and that kind of thing, too. Mounting pressure on him, I mean, taken as a whole, maybe not just the comments, but all of it, do you think that that's something he should do?
You know, I think that I'm a big believer in innocent until proven guilty. We've seen it happen here with the departure of the Speaker of the Illinois House, who had about as long of a tenure as Mr. Burke. I think that we just have to wait for things to play out. You know, he could be asked to resign. I know the mayor asked him to resign a long time ago. He did not respond. And who knows what he's thinking? Clearly, I'm not on his speed dial.
Yeah, right. I guess not. Or else you will learn, I think, State Senator Sarah Feigenholz, if you are or not. I wonder about that with what happened with Mike Madigan. It started to be a distraction. All of the things, you know, swirling around the feds kind of closing in, and a lot of people close to him and around him. And he chose to step aside from his roles. We'll see what happens with Alderman Ed Burke. You also are involved in something. I want to get to some of the things that your office passed over to me that I wasn't aware of, but you have some bills that you're working on in state legislature right now. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, to sort of segue to one of the bills that I passed this week was an extension of the Holocaust and Genocide Commission. And, you know, this is a commission that is working very hard after reading some difficult data that, you know, a huge percentage of kids in K through 8, even K through 12, are unaware or have never heard of the Holocaust. And even though we have a few mandates about educating children about certain moments in history, you know, the mandate isn't very specific. So somebody can pop their head in a classroom and say, oh, the Holocaust happened, and that might be sufficient. You know, we're trying to expand age-appropriate education for these kids to, you know, tell them and work with community partners, museums, and to share this history so, you know, they have a better understanding of how it relates, perhaps, to what they're living in these moments in time right now, in real time. So yeah. I just thought, as I was passing that bill, this thing with Ed Burke broke, and I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, other things that we're working on, of course, tonight is our Earth Day event, which is really exciting. You know, the lakefront, of course, is notorious for having a lot of environmentalists and green-minded constituents. And I am sharing this evening with a lot of my colleagues, including Commissioner Degnan, for Earth Day. And, you know, we're in a unique position to do a lot of work with our neighbors. You know, I think that our districts are very conscious of climate change, very, very conscious about the Clean Energy Jobs Act, which is a bill that one of my state reps, Ann Williams, has been pushing for many years to get to the root of these climate change events and try to stop them before they are, you know, before we're all underwater, and I mean that literally. You know, there's a lot of environmental initiatives here, Clean Energy Jobs Act. You know, there are other competing bills. Many have similar things. Some of them are more industry-driven by ComEd, which is, you know, gives us pause. And what I'm beginning to see in these packages is the ethics and transparency pieces that most of us want to see at the core of any clean energy package because of the deferred prosecution, because of the very, very highlighted corruption that went on with Commonwealth Edison and so that is really something that, and transparency is very, very important. So you're going to see, hopefully, a bill that has accountability, transparency, and unlike any other clean energy package that has ever passed, it's going to be speckled and wound into it will be ethics legislation about how they, you know, setting strong parameters about what they can and can't do. So that's going to try and remedy some of the more egregious occurrences that were illuminated in the deferred prosecution and other elements of this investigation.
Yeah, I mean, ethics is top of mind. When you hear government watchdog types that come on the show here, they'll say, you know, hey, where's the ethics reform bill? Why isn't it passing? Maybe now that Mike Madigan is no longer there, does it have more of a chance of passing? I wonder what what you would say to that.
You know, I have been hearing from the new speaker, albeit I'm in the other chamber now. I do know Chris Welch very well. And I think that his message, he has a very simple message, and it's, I want to restore faith in government. You know, we have some outstanding people representing districts in the state of Illinois, Anna, and they just can't possibly break through some of what the, you know, their constituents are reading about what's been going on here. And I think that there is a commitment in both chambers to move beyond it and to turn the page and to prove that we are humbled by holding these positions and that we respect our constituents and want to regain their trust. I know I do, and I am happy that the House has made this transition. It's probably got a lot of hiccups and a lot of lurches, but it has turned a corner nonetheless, and I am very much looking to see a very pro-environment bill with ethics in it so that we don't experience this again.
I'd agree. I think it's important to restore that faith. It's been a long time, and you know the recent ComEd investigation. I just think it just yet another blow with all of the different players across the state who were named and involved and allegedly. And it just sort of, like I say, it's something that it's good to hear the new speaker is taking very seriously. Hey, if people want to participate tonight, Sarah, in this, can they do that? It's a webinar you're doing with Tammy Duckworth is going to be part of it. You mentioned some other folks like State Rep Ann Williams, lots of hands on deck. Even Alderman Scott Wagasback is part of it. What do you do if you want to be part of it?
Well, you can. I'm sure it's going to be on our Facebook page, but you can call my office, 773-296-4141, and get details about how to get on. I believe that there's a web link or it's going to be on Facebook, but Anna, that's the one thing that's not in my notes. So now my office staff is going to say, why did you give the phone number?
Oh, I'm so sorry for asking, but you know what? I'll save us both because I should have it too. We'll put it on our webpage. We'll get it to folks because there's a webinar and it involves so many different offices. It's 6 o'clock tonight, and I know you just have to register, but we'll figure it out. We'll get it out there. Thank you, Sarah, for your time.
And Anna, if people want to know what kind of bills are passing through the House and Senate, they should go to the website of the Illinois Environmental Council. They have a list of bills that they are proponents of and opponents of. Their email is ilenviro.org, I believe, the Illinois Environmental Council. Their Jen Walling is the head of the IEC, Colleen Smith. These people are working day and night on water issues, on everything,
yeah.
Water, health. You know, in the intersection, I think your listeners need to know that, you know, what happened with this, with COVID-19 and this pandemic is the disparity in access to clean water, et cetera, has really sort of amplified. And so I think that the, you know, dealing with the environment and sort of the intersectionality of health has come to the fore. And so this is an organization that's really pushing forward and they have a great agenda.
Thanks for telling us about it. Sarah, I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have fun with talking about the earth tonight and giving out some ideas, too. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.